Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
If there's anything we're well aware of in South Africa is the fact that our freight, rail and port terminals have been under immense pressure. The constant delays within our various ports have had subsequent ripple effects into the sustainability of certain parts of our economy, whether it be the minerals and mining industry, the export of citrus products, or even just getting goods into the country for various retailers to distribute. Tonight, we take a look at a report that was released by the World Bank and S&P Global ranking Cape Town port in one of the lowest rankings in the world. To help us unpack this, we're joined by a researcher at the South African Association for Freight Forwarders, Jacob van Rensburg. Jacob, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure being here.
A great pleasure to speak to you. I guess when you take a look at the rankings of South African ports, this is poor performance. Are you surprised?
It's quite poor, and I think it sets the background of where we came from and where we are currently. I think it's quite disappointing, we'll be honest with that. We don't consider ourselves the worst in the world, yet that's what the figures show. So I think it's most definitely another wake-up call to look at what we need to do to not be considered the worst in the world, although there are various nuances. And perhaps the ranking lacks the context and the landscape. But this is an international benchmark, and these are the results. So we have to deal with that and perhaps look at what we can do to improve, to not be the worst in the world.
I guess as you work for the Association of Freight Forwarders, you can give us a lot more detail and insight as to where the shortages, the failures lie within our ports environment. Where are we going wrong?
Look, I think several things once again is highlighted by this report, and the report looks at the entire logistics network in and around the port. So not only the port operations, but also the report and the index captures the time lost outside at anchorage when vessels arrive in the port limits. Now, I think it's important to explain that international shipping, all our goods imported and exported, happens on schedules. It's almost like a bus schedule. So you have to adhere to certain time slots. And if you can remember, and I think it was well documented in the news, we lost a lot of time at the end of last year, September, October, November, at a significant backlog of vessels waiting outside at anchorage. And I think this report most definitely captured that. And it's because we have had a lack of investment for the last 10 years or so in our port infrastructure. So we have significant operational challenges because of the lack of equipment and the lack of operational excellence that we lost in our ports. Mm-hmm. Yet we can say that a lot of work has been done, notably with the rapid response team and the recovery teams. So of course it's not yet captured in the numbers of this report. Nevertheless, there are some critiques with the methodology, which we have outlined, and I think it's well documented in the media. So perhaps it is not as bad as perceived, but most definitely we are below, even if we compare ourselves versus ourselves, say 10 years back or 5 years back even, and most definitely if we compare ourselves operationally, but only speaking on an efficiency level with our various global peers, we are most definitely not where we should be, some 25 to 30% below in terms of our efficiency metrics.
And if I read the report correctly, it seems as though we're not even doing very well in comparison to our peers here in SADC, Walvis Bay, in Namibia, Maputo, the Bay of Maputo, as well in Mozambique, are performing a lot more optimally than what we are doing in South Africa. Help us understand what these failures or the slowdown in our operational efficiency does mean and do to the economy, the ripple effects essentially.
Well, in a sense, perhaps it's important to take a step back first and just consider what this report measures. So this report measures, and it's quite a unidimensional view. It captures performance across the board. So both on outside anchorage, at the operations on the water side, and also the land side. But it does not capture things such as the pure volume handled. Now, if we look at our regional competitors, at least in the SADC area, so we might have Walvis Bay, we might have Maputo, we might have Dar es Salaam and Beira and these likes, but they do not handle at all the comparative volumes that we do. So it speaks to an operational issue. And then once again, it speaks to the fact that, you know, I mentioned earlier that we work on schedules, yet these comparators or our peers in the region, they do not have the schedule linkage to the rest of the world that we still enjoy. It's going downwards, unfortunately, but we still enjoy that. And also these ports do not have the return loads. So imports mostly, but exports also. But now coming back to what the effects are in our economy. One can think, especially a good example, is perishable goods, of which we export a lot out of Cape Town. Now, there is a lead time. If we do not export the goods quick enough, such as the fruit exports, the wine perhaps, there's the possibility and the risk that the goods can go off.
Yeah.
So there's a shelf life. So these things are very important. And there needs to be a fluidity between getting the goods to the port, getting it out into the international market and all that. And currently we see we are losing out a significant amount of export opportunity, but also on the import side, because as I mentioned, there needs to be a fluidity on both sides. So currently we're looking at figures of 150 to 200 million a day that our port operations are costing us in terms of the opportunity cost of getting goods to the country and out to the international market.
Got you. I guess to close off with, we're well aware that we have seen some developments from Transnet, right, in terms of opening up the environment to private sector players. Is this playing a role in order to improve efficiencies?
It should, most definitely. I think we have quite an archaic model in our ports, whereby you have the same entity, although in different business units, that operate, that regulate, and that make the rules, basically, and decide what happens in the port. So the international model, or the best practices, is to get specialization into our ports. And that typically, throughout the world, happens with private sector participation. So the emphasis is not really on a privatization, selling off the port, so to speak, but rather to get specialized operators to operate within our ports. And it is happening. We've had significant changes in terms of our legal landscape. And we can truly say that Transnet, they are taking hands, and we are seeing some developments, perhaps from the industry side. They are happening not rapidly enough, but we see some positive developments. So most definitely, by the time next year's report comes out, we should rank much better than the current state of affairs.
This is very encouraging, and I appreciate the fact that you've highlighted that it's about specialization, people who know what works, how it works, what the key functionalities are, how to drive competitiveness in opening up that space. So that really makes a difference versus the private versus public sector argument. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Jacob.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you. Take care now.
That's Jacob van Rensburg joining us this evening as a researcher at the South African Association for Freight Forwarders, helping us contextualize the poor outcomes we saw in the report that was published by the World Bank and S&P Global. They had a port ranking which put Cape Town's port last in the world, essentially highlighting the flaws that we have with our port services. It only captured at least 68% of the total vessel calls in the country last year, and they say they are intending to raise issues of inaccuracies in the report authors. So a lot that's been happening here. But of course, it does give us some context around the performance of our ports and the delays that we do see within our economy.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.